Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So the other part of the conversation that we had yesterday, we had so many great phone calls that came in really throughout the morning, but in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, our statewide portion, our kind of our true statewide show, a lot of great phone calls. The topic of legal immigration came up. And we were talking about all the foreign and illegal alien and non-English speaking truck drivers that are on the roadways. And then we had a caller call in and talk about, hey, this is why we need more legal immigration. And then I made the point that, like, that look, hey, part of, you know, here's what we know about legal immigrants. They follow the process. They came to the country legally. They want to follow the process to legally become citizens of the United States of America. They want to learn the language. They want to speak English. The illegal aliens are like, nah, why would we do that? Why would we follow the rules? We didn't follow the rules to get here. Why would we follow any of your stupid road rules either, right? But anyway, Laura in Brockton messaged us after this show because there's even folks that are saying, wait, no, we don't need illegal or legal immigrants to do these jobs. Laura in Brockton said this, Aaron, I'm not sure if you know this, but in road construction, a lot of companies are bringing in work individuals with work visas from Mexico and other countries where the company hiring will pay half the wage and us taxpayers pay the other half. So I agree with the lady in Laurel that said we need to get these younger generations off the couch and into the workforce, make them pay taxes like we do. That's from Laura in Brockton. Laura, thanks for that message. Came in after the show on Tuesday. Let's see. Listener in Billings sent us this on the Montana Talks app because I shared a message from Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, talking about how, you know, the non-English speaking, the foreign truck drivers are very rude oftentimes to her at her job. But the American English speaking truck drivers are typically very polite, very nice. Another listener in Billings sent this on the Montana Talks app. The language barrier is a real issue. We have had to implement a new process for unloading the trailers. We had one guy just pull away from the dock when we had people still inside the trailer. Can you imagine that? You're unloading a trailer. I said, whoa, here we go. Here we go. Now, this is a very interesting message. This is a great message here from Jeff and Victor. So we were talking about how you've got motor carrier services here in Montana helping to enforce the rules of the road on the roadways in Montana when it comes to these big rigs and these 18-wheelers. Jeff and Victor, this is interesting. Jeff says this, just make some DOT officers ICE agents. So ICE agents embedded in the way stations. But I like this idea from Jeff, and I want to follow up with motor carrier services here in the Montana Department of Transportation. Because remember, Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best AG in the country, what did he do several months ago when Trump first came into power? He basically signed an agreement with ICE to where his highway patrol troopers could be deputized to do some immigration tasks, to do immigration-related arrests. Could we do the same thing with MCS agents, so with motor carrier service agents out there on the road? Cross-deputize them with some ICE capabilities. Jeff in Victor, thanks for that great message. Back right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures stay around 92 in Bozeman, around 100 in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, temperatures head back in the mid-50s in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings. Thursday, there's a slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, sunshine with highs in the mid-80s expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. It's not uncommon for many people to think their eyesight is fine, when in reality, they might benefit from wearing glasses. This according to the CDC, which says about 11 million Americans above age 12 need some sort of vision correction. But while older teens and adults can more easily express their vision troubles, younger kids may not know anything is even wrong. And the back-to-school season can open new doors for solving eyesight issues. If students have slight vision problems that go unchecked, their sight may continue to worsen. The American American Optometric Association recommends children get an eye exam as infants and preschoolers, and then every year when they're school age. They also stress vision screenings, such as those offered at schools or pediatrician offices, are not a substitute for seeing an optometrist for a comprehensive eye exam. They say parents should prioritize scheduling yearly exams with a doctor of optometry. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I got to start with Jimmy Failla. Jimmy Failla, I didn't even hear this clip yet. I saw the clip. I grabbed the clip. I knew I'd want to use the clip at some point here. Fit, not fat. Fit, not fat is apparently the latest coming from RFK Jr. in the MAHA agenda. And, of course, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth all aboard the MAHA agenda for our military troops as well. But, yeah, I saw Jimmy Failla. He's the former New York City cab driver who now has his own show Saturday nights on Fox News, a stand-up comedian. I got a chance to have a cigar with Jimmy Failla in Helena after his comedy show last year, and what a character he is. All right, here we go. This was from Laura Ingraham's program last night.
Jimmy, the Trump administration is encouraging Americans, as you know, to drop the fat for being more fit. And so we had Kennedy and Hegseth making sure they get the word out. Watch.
One, two, three, four.
Our big peak body challenge today. 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups.
You can do better, Ranger Tom! Let's go! Make your country proud!
See, yes.
Your reaction, although Pete wasn't doing the military-style pull-ups, I saw him doing the other, well, that's still incredibly impressive, obviously, I'm joking.
But yeah, no,
your
I
reaction.
Mean, you know, as a guy who used to be Pete's personal trainer here at Fox, I'm glad to see that my teaching stayed with him as he went over to the Pentagon and started to get them in shape. I love this. We need the armed forces to be in shape. They need to raise standards. If you've seen the photos of me, Laura, without a shirt on, you know I can look. I mean, there's Jimmy Failla right there, folks. Okay.
Oh, God.
I could be on that pull-up bar right now.
All right,
now.
That's what Jesse Waters wants to see right before he starts the show. You're going to wear jeans, no leggings, jeans for everybody when they work out. Jimmy, thanks.
Oh, man, pretty funny. We got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet with us now. Doc, I don't know if you saw that back and forth there with Jimmy Failla, but, you know, we need to tell Jimmy, you don't need to do drill sergeant-style push-ups. You don't need to do pull-ups to lose the weight. Just call Dr. Williams, Dr. Jordan. You'll be cool. You'll be fine, man.
We get you tuned in, Jimmy. We get you tuned in.
Yeah, that was great, though. But, yeah, talk about what's standing out to you, because you've been following this MAHA agenda, Make America Healthy Again, and, yeah, the latest kind of fit, not fat talking points coming out of RFK and others.
So it's been exciting to see somebody focus on health rather than body image, which is important. Body image is important, but we need to be healthy, not for the sake of looking good, but for the sake of having good health so you can function in life like you're supposed to. And that's what I think RFK has brought to this Make America Healthy Again. And I was excited to see the fitness challenge and the presidential fitness test coming back, because that's more of a focus on let's get healthy. So I'm excited for the way that we're headed toward health.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of laughing at it. And if our friend George Blackard was here for Freedom Friday, he'd get a laugh out of it as well. Because when I could hear Pete Hegseth you know, doing the push-ups and doing the pull-ups, I could hear a drill sergeant in the background, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you know, whether you were doing, you know, jumping jacks or push-ups or whatever. But I was laughing because I was like, you know, really, for our listeners, they probably think that that's what you have to do to lose weight, that if you want to, you know, shed those pounds, get healthy, that you have to 1, 2, 3. What, you got to have a drill sergeant yelling at you. Now, I love going to the gym. I love going to classes because they keep you motivated. But the reality is like, actually, when people go through Billings' Last Diet, some people, you have to tell them to step down their working out because you want them to focus on burning fat, not, you know, and if they start, and sometimes exercise too much can actually be an inhibitor to burning fat and losing the weight.
It's true. So when we're trying to get fit, we have to determine, do I want to lose weight or do I want to build muscle? Because it's really hard to do both simultaneously. And that's kind of a confusing thing for people. That's a common myth that goes throughout is, I'm going to build muscle and burn fat at the same time. Well, one tears down. When you burn fat, you're tearing down. Your body can't tear down fat and build muscle simultaneously very easily. And so with Billings Last Diet, our focus is let's burn fat first and then become fit. After you're done losing some weight, then you can build the muscle. And so that's a big challenge for people to overcome, is the concept that I can work out really hard to lose weight, to burn fat, and to build muscle at the same time. And the physiology just doesn't work as well as people think it should.
Yeah.
I think it does in that regard.
And I like to remind people about that, because I'm sure there's people that have heard me talk about Billings Last Diet, how successful it is. They've heard about our friend Tim out in Savage, out on the North Dakota border, that's lost 100 pounds through Billings Last Diet using the remote option. And I'm sure they're thinking, yeah, but these guys probably work out and exercise, and, God, that just ain't me. Look, this is the program for you, because a simple walk, just a walk for a few minutes a day is all they would encourage you to do. And that's just more for a peace of mind and to kind of get your metabolism going. But really, it's this program. It's the Ideal Protein program and the coaching. That's what's going to help you lose the weight. Now, if you've already got some muscle because you've been exercising, well, you're going to shed that weight even faster. That muscle is going to help tear into that fat, and you're just going to that's why a lot of men, you know, burn through the fat faster than the women do and drop the pounds faster, is because they might have more existing muscle mass, right? And so the good news is, if you're somebody who works out and you got the muscle, well, you're going to shred even faster. Hey, Doc, if you can stick with us here, I got to hit the hard break here, but I just used the remote option for the first time myself yesterday, so I want to talk about that. Stand by. Back right after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was a huge media buildup, and then
the
Alaska summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, and most of it has been negative. There were no questions taken. There were no details provided. Both leaders said it was a good meeting, but it was also vague. What did they agree on? What did they not agree on? No details, a lot of vague assurances. There might be another meeting with Putin, or there might not be. At the same time, President Trump later talked to Zelensky, who will be at the White House today, and he wants a permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, to, as he put it, give the Russians some breathing room between invasions. So it was a roll of the dice for the president, and the media verdict is it didn't get much. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, I mentioned this on Tuesday's Montana Talks, but we're going to talk more about it on Wednesday's show. The new lieutenant governor of Florida. He's a decorated Green Beret. He was just announced by Governor Ron DeSantis as the new lieutenant governor of Florida, but he grew up in Scobie, Montana. That's right. All my friends from Scobie were hitting me up. We're going to talk about that. We've got audio of Governor DeSantis making the introduction. So that and more coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordland.
A coalition of agriculture groups are filing an amicus brief with the United States Supreme Court calling for a definitive ruling on the legality of corner crossing. The Wyoming Stock Growers, Montana Stock Growers, and Wyoming Wool Growers Association filed that brief. The case centers around the debate involving hunters who used a ladder to cross one section of public land to another at the corner of private land in Wyoming. Earlier this year, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that corner crossing does not constitute trespass if no private land is physically touched. Rayleigh Honeycutt, Executive Vice President of the Montana Stock Growers, say they are petitioning the Supreme Court to review that decision.
We have proudly joined the Wyoming Stock Growers and Wyoming Wool Growers Associations to ask the Supreme Court of the United States to take up this case and provide us a definitive answer on corner crossings. Our appeal really highlights to the court the landowner's perspective and also the importance of the landowner's right and ability to protect their airspace and their land.
The precedent directly affects six western states, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and indirectly influences landlocked public areas across the West. That decision was applauded by outdoor groups like the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. That's your Ag News. I'm Lane Nordland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Quick note, but that's right. He can hear me over the air as well. Hey, Caden, is University of Montana President Seth Bodnar, is he still joining us? I see him on the schedule. He's still joining us here in a few minutes, right? That was the only question I had. Let me tell you about the rest of the lineup that we've got for you here this morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, Montana's Western District Congressman. Okay, good. Looks like we've got the University of Montana President. Should be with us here in a few minutes, around 7:40 this morning as school gets back in session here. I saw they had like 4,800 kids check in at MSU in Bozeman, so we'll find out how many are moving into the dorms in Missoula as well here in a few minutes and much more. But yeah, in the 8 o'clock hour, Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke is going to join us. This is very cool. So the Western Caucus for Congress, the Congressional Western Caucus, is actually in the Flathead Valley this week. And I got a chance to sit in on some panel discussions yesterday, and I might go into Glacier National Park today. Yeah, I'm broadcasting live from the Flathead Valley here this morning. And so they've got the Glacier National Park superintendent's going to be there. Congressman Zinke's going to be there. They've got a kind of a roundtable discussion taking place later today. But anyway, I got a chance to meet up the head of the entire U.S. Forest Service, the chief of the U.S. Forest Service. I got a chance to chat with him briefly yesterday. I'm going to share that audio coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And then tomorrow, Thursday's show, we should have a number of congressmen joining us from the Western Caucus, talking wolves and lands and so much more. So that's going to be fun. But all that to say, Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet, thanks for sticking around with us here for a few more minutes because, I've been doing my diet tune-up. I like to do at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, depending, you know. I like to do a tune-up with Billings Last Diet. That's how you stay on track. We're all going to, you know, add a couple of pounds or a few pounds throughout the year. But then you do your tune-up with Billings Last Diet, say 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and you take those pounds off, and then you're right back on track. Well, I am doing my diet tune-up right now. I love to do it in August because you've already enjoyed the summer, and then now you can get back in gear, get back in shape heading into the fall season, right? So yesterday I got to do the remote option for the first time ever. I did my remote meeting with my diet coach, Jen, and it worked out great because I was set up right outside the meeting room in Whitefish. I wanted to go view these panel discussions, but they started at 3:00. But I had my diet appointment at 3, my tune-up appointment at 3. So I was in the parking lot chatting with Jen on my cell phone, doing like a little Zoom call, did my tune-up. It was great. I had a great tune-up. And boom, I popped right into the meetings. It was like I didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, it's a great option that more and more people are taking advantage of that are not here in Billings and that are traveling and such. And it really, you get the diet coach. You get the information that you need, you get the accountability, you get the education, and you don't have to be there in person. So I'm glad it worked out for you. We've talked about it for a long time. Now you got to experience it. So you and Tim and from Savage, you can collaborate on the great remote option of Billings Last Diet.
Yeah, and so what I did was before I left, I picked up a scale from your office, so if you're in Billings, you can do that, or you'll just ship the scale to people. So I pick up the scale, and so I just weighed in at home earlier in the day, and then that already gets communicated to my diet coach back at Billings Last Diet. And so Jen was able to read and say, oh yeah, you're doing great. You know, your percent body fat went down by, I think I went down a whole percentage, I think, you know, and so just in 1 week. So yeah, so that remote option, I'm telling you, if you were listening in Bozeman or Butte or listening on the app somewhere else, even across the country or the state right now, you heard Tim and Savage tell you it works. I've now not only done the in-person Billings Last Diet program, but I've done the remote, and it's great and very convenient, especially even if you're in Billings and you travel for work. You know, you can check in wherever you're traveling from as well.
And we've got a lot of people that travel during the week, and so they're not able to be in for their weekly session, and so they just we just zoom them in and do a video chat with them. And the scale is important because the scale isn't just any old scale that tells you how much you weigh. It also gives you your percent body fat, and so that helps us track how you're doing and how many pounds of fat you're losing rather than just total pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's incredible. Hats off to you and your whole team, Dr. Dale Williams. BillingsLastDiet.com is the website, or give them a call, 406-294-6751. They can walk you through the remote option. Or if you're somebody who, you know, you're listening to KBUL in Billings right now and you want to go in person, that's great as well. And then it's funny, some people that they're remote dieters, but when they travel across the state, they stop into Billings Last Diet just to say hi to their coaches and just to thank the team because it's a friendship.
And we really enjoy that when we get them to come in person if they're coming through town.
All right. Great to have Dr. Dale Williams with us here on Montana Talks. All right. I'm still playing around with my remote broadcast equipment here. So a little bit of a stutter here. Like, okay, what button am I pushing now? All right. But big thanks to Doc for joining us. Yeah, it looks like we have University of Montana President Seth Bodnar now with us on the phone lines as well. I think he's making the rounds in Billings this morning, if I'm not mistaken. Caden, go ahead and send that call our way. Send that down the pipe here, and we'll throw him on the show early if he's ready to rock and roll with us here. Because, yeah, a lot of cool things to talk about here, especially this deal with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. A lot to talk about here with University of Montana President Seth Bodnar. President Bodnar, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us here this morning.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I got a joke with some of our listeners here. You know, a couple weeks ago, because I'm here broadcasting live from the Flathead Valley this morning. I'm going to be attending some of the Western Congressional Caucus events here later today and tomorrow. But last time we did our show from the Flathead, I was out at Meadow Lake Golf Course for the Governor's Cup Golf Tournament, and then I ran into you and Wayne Nelson from Stockman Bank down at one of the other courses while I was trying to find my wife. She was golfing while I was doing the radio show. And I'll tell you what, if you run into one guy on the golf course, you want to run into Wayne Nelson from Stockman Bank. He is well supplied. That's all I'll say.
That is very true. Yeah, it is very true. And I think you needed a a tactical resupply at that point. You were on quite a march across that golf course. So I know Wayne was very happy to be able to give you some fuel. So,
that's right. I think that's right because you're a Green Beret veteran. You went to West Point as well, if I remember right. So you know all about the Class 8 resupply and
I do. Yeah,
resupply in progress. Well, I'll tell you what, before we get into, you know, the big news and the issues of the day, we got about 1 minute here before we go to the first break here. But talk about just all the kids coming back to campus for the start of school.
Yeah, I mean, lots of great energy on campus. This is a wonderful time of year because we have people from all backgrounds, all walks of life. You know, think about the University of Montana. If you're willing to show up and work hard, you've got an opportunity here, and this move-in week is always one of my favorite weeks because you see these people really of all ages. I was going to say young people, but from across the board, all like I said, all backgrounds, all walks of life, showing up, ready to work hard and improve their station in life. So we're pretty excited about this year.
All right. Well, we'll talk more with University of Montana President Seth Bodnar right after this this quick break here on Montana Talks. One thing I am very excited about is the military alumni reunion. I know we got a ton of veterans that listen to this show. So I'll start there talking about the upcoming military alumni reunion. Just absolute hats off to the University of Montana for putting this together, especially if you think everything we've been through these past 20-plus years. Stand by.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with University of Montana President Seth Bodnar on the program with us here this morning. President Bodnar, I want to start by talking about this University of Montana military alumni reunion. Of course, I went through the ROTC program at the University of Montana. Somehow they allowed me into the program. Somehow I graduated from the program. But I'm really excited about this for a number of reasons. I was so excited when I got the message traffic, and hats off to your team, to the alumni office, to your military affairs office as well. And when I saw this, it was so cool to see because, you know, you think about really, you know, 20-plus years of war and the war on terror, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Horn of Africa, all over the place, right? And, you know, I had classmates that have scattered in so many different directions. We've lost classmates in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And there's alumni that were killed in Pakistan and Afghanistan and places like that. And so a great opportunity for everybody to come together and reunite, really, probably for the first time since many of us graduated. But not only that, but also a way to pay tribute to fallen classmates and so much more. So very excited that this has taken place coming up, September, I think it's 11th through the 13th.
That's right. Yeah, no, and this is, you know, and you mentioned, I think, in the outset, as a veteran myself, this is very important to me. A few years ago, we set an ambitious goal. We said, look, we want the University of Montana to be the most military-friendly university in the nation. We revamped our some of our offices, some of our policies, hired a great leader, Pat Beckwith. He's actually a lieutenant colonel in the Montana National Guard as well. And not only have we seen steady increases in veteran enrollment, which is terrific, we're seeing just a thriving veteran community at the university. In fact, I was really excited to get an email earlier this spring from an organization called Military Friendly Colleges. And every year they do a ranking of universities across the country in terms of how well they're doing in serving military and veteran populations. And do you want to know who came out as number one on their list of the entire country this year among top-tier research universities? Your University of Montana. And, it's an indication, I think, of just how important the military and military service and veterans are not just to this university, but to the entire state of Montana. So we're really excited about this this reunion in September and thrilled that you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be there. I know we're talking about doing a live show from there, and because it would be great to feature some of the military alumni on the program. And also, I just remembered, I put a note in my calendar. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary that we lost Lieutenant Josh Hyland in Afghanistan, where he gave his life for this country. 20 years since we lost a University of Montana ROTC alum, Josh Hyland. And I know, thanks to Grateful Nation Montana, his family, his widow, his son will be there for the reunion as well. And I've been hearing from a number of his fellow classmates and service members that are going to be there as well. And so that's going to be incredible to reunite everybody and to see everybody there. Just incredible. Another cool program that you've got. And by the way, I should add, I think it's still open if people want to RSVP and sign up for the military alumni events. So, yeah, reach out to the alumni office or, you know, search it online. And you should be able to pull it up very quickly. Another cool thing I heard about from the University of Montana. Very pleased to see this. You're launching a new Center for Hunting and Conservation. This is something you wouldn't think about at a liberal arts college, you know, promoting hunting, right? Okay. I would suspect that at some of these Eastern Ivies that hunting might be kind of a bad word, but better yet, you're partnering with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a Missoula-based but world-renowned organization, on this very hunting and conservation center.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. It's the first of its kind in the country. You know, many people probably don't realize we actually teach courses on hunting at the University of Montana. We of course, are a tremendous research university, R1, you know, among the top 4% of research universities in the country. We have the top wildlife biology program in all of North America. Right? So it's just fantastic quality. The fun thing about University of Montana faculty, though, is they are hunters themselves. You know, when I want some tips about, hey, where are you thinking there's might be some good elk hunting this year, I'm asking our faculty members. And for a number of years, we've taught a course in collaboration with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation called Hunting for Sustainability, introducing non-hunters to the idea of hunting, how to do so ethically in a sustainable way, how to process game, how to enjoy it as a key component of your diet, and it's been it's a big hit, and we really want to expand that. And the goal here is to advance the science and research at the intersection of hunting and conservation. And our hope is that this center is going to expand opportunities to not just bring more people into the hunting world, but to advance effective wildlife management here in Montana and far beyond.
Yeah, and that's why I'm excited about this, because hunting is conservation. We've seen it time and time again. This is why in Africa right now, in the past several years, they've realized that, look, if we want to protect wildlife from poaching, if we want to save these species, hunting is the way to do it. And because it puts a value there, and then there's an incentive for the people to protect this wildlife and this populations, and it's so critical to, you know, all around, just like our ranchers provide better habitat. I think it's a reminder that agriculture is key to habitat, which is key to hunting and conservation as well. By the numbers, what are the numbers you're seeing and hearing so far? I know, you know, official enrollment never typically gets finalized till later in the fall, but what are you seeing with regard to, you know, students moving into the dorms, you know, here in the coming days, if not already? And then what's enrollment looking like, and what are the enrollment increases looking like?
Yeah, well, you know, we're always excited. And fun thing about Montana, University of Montana, is we always have people kind of showing up at the last minute. In fact, classes start next week, and for all your listeners, we could probably still get some folks in. And look, I think enrollment this year, I think it'll be slightly up. We're not exactly sure. I always number one count your chickens before they're hatched, so to speak. But I think enrollment will be slightly up, which is exciting. You know, we are, and the other couple components of this is that we are thrilled with not just that we're seeing more students at the University of Montana, but we're seeing those students succeed at higher rates. You know, our fall retention rate, so that first year retention rate this year, is tracking to be at a record high for the university. Our 4-year graduation rate has improved by a third over the past decade. So a third more students are graduating within 4 years. And we're serving learners in new and innovative ways. Some of those that show up in our enrollment headcount, others that don't. You know, programs like Accelerate Montana, where we are partnering directly with employers to provide short-term, and when I say short-term, I'm talking 4, 6, 12-week programs across the entire state of Montana to meet employers' workforce needs right now. You know, because not everybody needs a 2-year or a 4-year degree. Maybe they need to reskill. Maybe they need to upskill. And they need some shorter-term training programs. And over the past few years, we've served over 3,000 people in programs like that with about a 90% job placement among those reporting back. Now, those won't show up in our official headcount numbers, but I'll tell you, those are just as important to the economic health of this state.
Do you feel like, and we got a minute before our next break, do you got to run after this, or can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I can stick around for a few more minutes.
Perfect, great. Yeah, well, quick question for you before we go to the next break here in just under a minute. So do you think, like, incoming students are being more selective about the degrees they choose and are more focused? You know, back in the day, it was like, oh, just go to college, just get a degree, take out the loan, don't worry about it. Do you think people are your incoming students are more I guess, educated on what they need to do when they get there now, and that's leading to part of that success?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are starting very right with orientation that starts this week. We're talking about career readiness. We're talking about what do you want to do? What are the internships that you want to have? And I'll tell you what, we're seeing the results of our graduating class last year. Over 91% within 6 months were employed in grad school, in the military, or engaged in some other service activity.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And look at this. And look at this unemployment rate in Montana right now. I think it's now in the twos, I think I just saw. Stand by.
Fox News commentary.
The State Department has halted all visitor visas from Gaza. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno. This week on the Fox True Crime Podcast, host of The Nerve and author of American Predator, Maureen Callahan, joins me with a look at the chilling case of serial killer Israel Keyes.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. He was one of America's most notorious serial killers. Now, never before heard family recordings offer new insight into the mind of Jeffrey Dahmer. My Son Jeffrey, the Dahmer Family Tapes Podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com.
Effective immediately, all visitor visas for those coming from Gaza have been halted while the State Department reviews the issuing process. This comes after the Trump administration vowed to crack down on the vetting process for visa applicants, including a thorough sweep of social media accounts for radical ideology. This is common sense. Visas are not a right, they're a privilege and a national security decision. Under Otto Penjoe, the USA became a dumping ground for the world's problems. Every unvetted Tom, Dick, and Harry from all corners of planet Earth were allowed to come here with little to no questions asked. The reckless move put America in danger. But that mistake is being corrected under the Trump administration. The free-for-all is over. The game of Russian roulette with American lives is over. If you're coming into this country as a guest and you hate this country, everything it stands for, and you pose a threat to our well-being, you are not welcome here. The memo to the rest of the world has been sent. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Look, I hate to break the news to some of you, but you got a lot of people talking about a sales tax. But look, a sales tax will not solve the property tax problem. A sales tax has not and will not get the support of the people of Montana. If you ask me, I'll tell you why. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal weighs in with her thoughts as well. We tell you why it won't work, why it can't work, MontanaTalks.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with sunny skies across the area for today. High temperatures stay around 92 in Bozeman, around 100 in Billings. for tonight with partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, temperatures head back in the mid-50s in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings. Thursday, there's a slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, sunshine with highs in the mid-80s expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Beef and healthier people. Find us at RemAngus.com. That's RemAngus.com.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I mentioned we've got Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke kicking off the 8 o'clock hour of the show as the Western Congressional Caucus is in the Flathead Valley this week. We'll have more coverage on that front here later on in the 9 o'clock hour and a special show coming up for you from Whitefish tomorrow as well. Here's the other thing we got coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Crime in D.C. and what President Trump is doing to make our capital safe again. We've actually got the chairman of the D.C. Police Union, Greg Pemberton. He's going to join us on Montana Talk coming up in about an hour. So that's going to be great insight that we're going to get from the head of the D.C. Police Union. Plus, I caught up with the head of the U.S. Forest Service, Chief Tom Schultz, yesterday at that Western Congressional Caucus event as well. Back to it here with University of Montana President Seth Bodnar. And, of course, I should throw out there that, hey, Chief Schultz is a University of Montana alum. He knows our forestry very well here in Montana, as we will hear later today. President Bodnar, I know one other thing we didn't get to yet, that talk about some of the new programs that you're launching at the University of Montana as well.
Well, you know, thanks, Aaron. It's a exciting time of innovation at the university over the past few years. We've launched some new and really impactful programs and things like cybersecurity. We're seeing tremendous growth in that program to meet a key need here in Montana. One of the other big areas of need in this state, of course, is healthcare. Montana has a huge shortage of healthcare professionals, especially in rural areas. And this fall, we're launching the state's first doctorate in occupational therapy. And next fall, we're launching the first public option for a PA school here in the University of Montana. You know, our state's Department of Labor estimates that we need almost 70 PAs to add to Montana's workforce each year to meet the growing demand for healthcare in this state, again, and especially in rural areas. And so you know, we're really excited to meet that need to work on behalf of Montanans everywhere across the state. And then one of the other exciting things you'll see launching this fall is we're launching a standalone College of Science, which is really providing us with an opportunity to better promote the many high-quality STEM offerings at the University of Montana. Yes, we have great programs across the arts, the humanities, number one business school in the region, great law school, great healthcare. We have world-class programs in science. You know, our medical school acceptance rate, for example, is 20% higher than the national average. We have chemists, biologists that are patenting medicines and some really interesting work done on this campus. And this College of Science is really going to help us focus and elevate those efforts.
Yeah, you mentioned a PA program. I know Rocky Mountain College in Billings has a good PA program. I guess I'm not too familiar with where the other PA programs are at. So this would be the first public university program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, very interesting.
First program at a public university, which is important.
You know, those PAs are great. I tell you, in the military, in the private sector, PAs are very helpful. And the docs get bogged down in paperwork a lot of times. So those PAs are very important. Hey, President Bodnar, we got less than a minute to go. Montana State University has a new president, Brock Tessman. I'll have to see if Brock will join us on the show as well. But you're no longer the new guy with the retirement of Dr. after with Wajed Cruzado retiring.
I know it's I'm more and more looking like the old guy. You know, I'm finishing up my eighth year. I'm now the longest tenured president in the Big Sky Conference at this point.
Wow, and
thrilled to be here, and obviously excited for Brock, excited for Montana State University. You know, we want to win on that football field in November, but it's really important. So many of us come from houses divided in this state, myself included. Many folks may not
know,
right? My wife's an MSU grad, and I, you know, it's one
well,
of the
well,
things
we're,
that
we're out of time. I got to hit the break, so but President Bodnar, great to have you. Thanks for your time.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.